Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Our lab name is the Biodiversity and Conservation Ecology Lab. And our work focuses on how human land use affects different types of wildlife. I'm JJ Horns.
I'm Patricia.
I'm Ahmed.
I'm Anna Vickery.
I'm Kyle Micah.
I'm Jennifer Bridgman.
I'm Kylan Clare.
Here in Red Butte Canyon, we monitor migratory songbirds as they move through and try and get a picture of, one, what is the bird community like in Utah? That's why Red Butte Canyon is such a nice place to work, because it's a protected canyon. So it gives an idea of what the natural state of birds along the Wasatch should be like. And we monitor their populations, look for any population level changes, and we look for changes in their migration, in the health of the birds, and try and understand how human effects like land development and climate change are affecting these bird communities. Okay, so we're ready to go around and check our nets.
The mist net is this really super fine, hard to see material with shelves in it. So when the bird flies into the net, it kind of falls into one of these net shelves. The net material is so fine, especially if you put it in front of a tree, that the birds don't see it. And so they'll just fly right into it, fall in, and we come around frequently enough that they're not in there for a long time.
So this is a bird called a spotted towhee. And based on how brown that head is,
and the eye color, right?
And the eye color, we can tell that it's a little baby, just born this year. When the bird lands in the net like this, they get all kind of tangled up. They get the net around their wings and around their legs. And so what we do is we carefully take it off of any part of their body where it's tangled up. And then we put them in these little bird bags. And the bird bags are just little cloth sacks that keep the bird warm. And because they're kind of dark, the bird stays really calm.
The baby yellow warbler.
Spotted towhee.
Black-headed grosbeak. Morning dove.
Song sparrow. So this is a yellow warbler. So as part of the banding, we take the age and the sex and then a bunch of morphological measurements. We can tell this one's a male by those brown streaks on the breast. And we can also tell it is an older bird. It's been around for at least 1 year because of that nice yellow edging on those tiny feathers there. Let's say a CP of 1. A CP is a cloacal protrusion. It's what males get when they're breeding. No brood patch. Brood patches are where birds will lose feathers on their stomach so they can incubate eggs. No fat. Birds deposit fat in a really predictable way. They have a little cavity where their collarbone is. No body molts, not growing any feathers on his body. Wing is 62, and his weight is 8.4. If anyone is interested in helping out bird conservation just in their day-to-day life, if you have cats, either keep them inside or buy them a cat bib or a couple of bell collars. That's probably the number one thing you can do to help bird conservation.
For Wild About Utah, this is the Shakare Geolu Lab in Red Butte Canyon.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.